KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, in a letter addressed to the warden of Mule Creek State Prison and the head of the California prison system, Amador County has announced its intention to sue the state of California in federal court over pollution discharges by the prison. The letter lists 8 incidents over the last 5 years where Mule Creek Prison has discharged through its stormwater runoff system pollutants into Mule Creek, including raw sewage, in amounts that range from 5,000 to 1.6 million gallons in size. The letter contends that this is a violation of the Federal Clean Water Act and that the county will sue in federal court to force the Department of Corrections to address it. The letter gives state officials 60 days to cease the pollution discharges, seek a federal permit, and mitigate the effects of the pollution, or else the lawsuit will proceed. While the prison has faced enforcement actions, including fines from state, both local and City of Ione and Amador County officials have long complained that the regional board has been ineffective in forcing the Department of Corrections from addressing the pollution issue. In April, an environmental consultant from the prison gave a report to the Ione City Council in which the consultant claimed a recent study had shown no exchange between the sewers system and the stormwater runoff system at the prison.
Well, Northern California casinos nearly ready to reopen doors cautiously. Slot machines being removed to create social distancing and temperature stations being installed to make sure employees and guests are healthy when they walk in the door. Now, 2 months after closing due to the coronavirus pandemic, Northern California casinos gearing up to reopen. None of the 6 casinos that ring the Sacramento area have announced official reopening dates, but as retailers and other segments of the broader economy begin to awaken from the COVID-19 shutdown, the Indian tribes who operate the region's casinos reconfiguring their venues to accommodate public health guidelines. Now, exactly when the slot machines will start chiming again remains uncertain. J.C. Rieger, general manager and senior VP at Harrah's Northern California Amador County, said recently that they've, quote, been kind of looking at the end of the month, 1st of June. Now, tribal casinos in California have become an $8 billion a year business. The Sacramento area casinos operate as many slot machines as Reno's casinos. Now, the abrupt shutdown of the industry in mid-March has depleted the tribes of their main revenue sources. Rieger said, Harrah's, they may close some or all of their smoking sections to keep the air cleaner. Fewer machines will be available, which Rieger added is kind of the industry standard. Now, the other area casinos, including Jackson Rancheria, Thunder Valley, and Red Hawk, have not said when they may reopen. Now, because tribes are considered sovereign nations, legal experts and tribes themselves say they have the authority to reopen regardless of what the governor says.
And the Sutter Creek City Council continues to deal with the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic as they discussed both impacts in Sutter Creek and to the city's budget. Reopening continues in Sutter Creek as downtown shops have opened for business and visitors began returning over the weekend. Uncertainty about when this process continues to leave further events uncertain. While the Italian Picnic Parade, scheduled for June, and the Amador County Fair in July have been canceled, August's Ragtime and Jug Band Festivals and October's Chili Cook-Off have not. It's also uncertain if the city's pool will be opened at all this summer. It was also announced that $5,000 has been raised from private donations for the Sutter Creek Business Relief Fund to go with the $10,000 donated by the city. The council also last night worked to address the fiscal impacts of the pandemic as they discussed which reserve funds to tap to help make up expected losses in revenue from sales and the TOT tax. So great is the uncertainty over COVID-19 impacts, it was suggested at the meeting that the council will need to prepare quarterly budgets every 3 months rather than one for the complete fiscal year that starts in July.
Well, Amador Water Agency directors on Thursday approved a short-term internal loan from the agency's wastewater participation fee funds and the expectation of a cash flow shortfall in the agency water fund by the end of the AWA fiscal year, June 30th. Now, AWA water revenues have been negatively affected by COVID-19 pandemic, forcing some commercial customers to cease business. Other customers may be having difficulty making timely payments. Directors approved the internal loan not to exceed $500,000 plus interest at the local agency investment fund rate, currently set at 1.787%. Now, funds would only be used to offset any actual shortfall, and AWA staff expects to be able to repay the loan within 6 months, with a gradual return of economic activity and summer water demand. The board has also directed AWA staff to suspend all non-essential expenditures due to the decline in revenues during the current stay-at-home order and resulting economic downturn. Now, also at last week's meeting, AWA Interim General Manager John Kingsbury reported to the board of directors that advertisement and recruitment of a permanent general manager is underway, and a candidate should be presented to the board for approval, possibly in place, by the end of July.
And the Calaveras County Water District has announced that it has prevailed in litigation with the former owner of the La Quintana Golf Course in Valley Springs. The legal dispute stems from a disagreement about how much credit the golf course should have received for using recycled wastewater from the CCWD system. Now, the former owners maintained that the water agency did not provide all the water agreed to and should have given more credit in reduced sewer bills in the amount of $1.8 million, while the water department, or the water agency, I should say, maintains that La Contenta had failed to install the infrastructure needed to use all the recycled water that the two parties had agreed to and should only get credit for the water taken. Well, the court case lasted almost 10 years, and the golf course was sold to new owners in 2018. But earlier this month, a judge ruled in CCWD's favor. In the announcement of the decision, CCWD touted its relationship with the area's golf courses, including the current owners of La Contenta, stating that the use of recycled wastewater provided a benefit to both the golf courses and the district's ratepayers.
And the devastating impacts of COVID-19 have strongly hit the arts and music community throughout the country and right here at home. Taking the public safety seriously, Amador County Arts Council, after assessing the government's plan for reopening and realizing large gatherings will not be permitted for quite some time, after 22 years of free concerts in the parks, TGIF stage will be dark this summer. Now, the summer tradition of TGIF free concerts, the first of its kind 22 years ago, making music free and accessible from Ione to Pioneer. These concerts have brought much-needed community connection to thousands of local citizens, the majority of whom are seniors, many living in isolated regions of Amador County. Through donations, the TGIF free concerts raised important funds to help provide free art education in our local schools. Well, in a recent KVGC interview, Megan O'Keefe, Executive Director of Arts Council, said, quote, "I'm currently in discussion with several community partners to determine how we continue to provide lifelong arts learning, including music appreciation." And for more info on how you can help ensure arts education in our schools, visit amadorarts.org.
Well, even though there was no Calaveras County Fair this past weekend, there was a virtual livestock auction. The auction brought in more than $400,000, which wasn't bad this year considering the circumstances. Last year's auction, for instance, was the highest grossing in recent years, with roughly $600,000 going to the young exhibitors. Steers, goats, lambs, and pigs all were up for auction via the computer. Now, with many months of care and money invested in their market animals, by the time the fair was canceled, the young exhibitors had a lot to lose if the auction didn't go forward. Now, this year's champion and reserve champion steers sold for $9,000 each, and this year's champion hog went for $3,000.
And a new service for local seniors. Operation Care introduces a new 24-hour referral hotline for those looking for local resources. by calling 1-800-459-5997. You'll have access to local resources for housing, elder abuse, transportation, food, social services, personal care, financial aid, and more civil matters. Now, this additional line is just one of the hotlines Operation Care provides for local residents. Program Director Tammy Crabtree commented about the additional phone line by wanting Amador residents to know there's dedicated staff ready to take the call and find the answers for you. Especially during these challenging times, Operation Care is here to help and will be ready for your call. To find more about local resources, again, call 1-800-459-5997 or visit the webpage, operationcare.org.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.